And the next poem begins, "Tobacco shop, I'm nothing. I'll always be nothing. Not that I want to be nothing, but aside from that, I contain all the dreams of the world within me. Windows of my room, oh room of mine, one of the world's minions, nobody knows. And if they knew it, what would they know? You open to on the mystery of a street that people are constantly crossing, a street blocked off to all thought, a street that's real, impossibly real, and right, so thoughtlessly right, with the mystery of things lying under people and stones, with death spreading darkness on walls and white hair on heads, with fate driving each and everything down Oblivion Street. Today I'm bowled over as if the truth had seized me. Today I'm clear-headed as if I were going to die, having barely enough brotherly feeling for things to say goodbye as this house and this whole side of the street became a line of coaches and a long train with a whistle shrieking goodbye from inside my head, giving a nerve-wracking, bone-creaking jerk as it takes off. Today I'm mixed up, like someone who thought something, grasped it, then lost it. Today I'm torn between the allegiance I owe to the tobacco shop across the street, something real outside me, and the feeling that everything's a dream, something real inside me. I failed in everything. Since I wasn't up to anything, maybe it was all really nothing. I escaped learning anything useful by slipping out the back window. I went off to the country with great plans, but found there were only trees and plants there. And when there were people, they were just like people anywhere. I leave my window, sit down in a chair. What should I think about? How can I tell what I'll be? I, who don't even know what I am. What to think, but what I think. But I keep thinking of so many things, and so many people are thinking of being the same. It's impossible. There are so many. Genius? At this moment, 100,000 heads are busy thinking they're geniuses, like me. And who knows if history will remember even one of them. So from all these dreams of glory, there'll be nothing but manure in the end. Nah, I don't believe in myself. In every asylum, there are madmen sure of almost everything. I, certain about nothing, am I more or less sure than they? No, not even of myself. In how many garrets and non-garrets of the world are there self-styled geniuses dreaming now? How many aspirations, noble, lucid, high, yes, really noble, high and lucid, and who knows, even practicable? Will ever get the real light of day or get a hearing? Will ever see the real light of day or get a hearing? The world is made for those born to conquer it, not for those who dream of conquering it, however right they may be. I've dreamt more dreams than Napoleon ever did. I've taken to my so-called heart more humanity than Christ did. I've secretly thought up more philosophies than Kant ever wrote down. Yes, I am, and perhaps always will be, a man in the garret, even though I don't live in one. I'll always be the man who wasn't born for it. I'll always be simply the one who had some promise. I'll always be the man who stood waiting for the door to open at the wall that had no door, who sang his anthem to infinity in a chicken coop.